Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the December Gypsy Wagon Hour with me, Dawn, Dawn of the New Era, and one of my best friends in the world, Iggy.
Hey, hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I kind of love what's this month. This month's energy is amazing. And, yeah, I think we have a pretty good show lined up. I'm excited. I'm looking
forward
to today.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Are you having a birthday party this weekend?
Probably not.
Well, that's what's been going on with you then. I was like, what's he going through? What's happening?
All right, back to the show.
All right. Well, you know me. I love to meditate. I've been looking forward. I tried to meditate a little bit on my own earlier, and I was able to go only so deep, so I'm really looking forward to going deep with you guys. So let's go ahead and ground into wherever you're at. No right or wrong. Whether you're sitting, laying, standing, driving, allow yourself to bring your presence even closer to your own body, mind, and soul. So really focusing actually more so sinking from mind into body. Start to notice, you know, where there's some tightness maybe in your muscles or, you know, maybe when I first started sensing my body, I couldn't really sense it. I was floating a lot because that was one of my beautiful survival mechanisms that allowed me to survive in the world was to not feel my body. So maybe you can't feel your body today very much as you, you know, bring your awareness into your body, and that's okay. That's something you want to thank your body, like, wow, body, what a beautiful survival mechanism. And take a nice soothing breath, whatever feels really self-loving and nurturing to you. Maybe it's a yogic breath. Maybe it's a deep breath. Maybe it's just breathing the way that you are now. Me personally, I'm really enjoying exhaling with a nice sigh. Are there any thoughts running around in your head? And if they are, have they been repeated on a loop? Have they been coming in and coming in? And we're really going to focus today on the stories, you know, our stories and maybe witnessing them. So allow that thought that you're having, whatever's in your mind, if you have one, to connect to your body. So this reoccurring thought that's been on loop, you know, I have to go to the grocery store, I have to, you know, or Christmas is coming or Hanukkah is coming or maybe you're focusing on some of the world's issues. What is your personal story loop right now? And really breathe into that loop because that storyline is really trying to tell you something. It has a purpose. We're not looking at it as a good, bad, right, or wrong. What I want you to do is to acknowledge the story. So let's take one more moment to really see what is the story coming up for us today in this moment. Are you angry at someone? Have you been beating up on yourself? Have you been looking at positivity? Whatever that is, really take a moment. And you don't really have to be as clear about it. It doesn't have to be one thing. It could be many things. And now notice where that's hitting in your body. Is it your gut? Is it your knees when you think about this story? Is it a place behind your ribs? Is it your throat? And sit with that connection to your body and the story that's going on in your head. nice. So stay in contact with your breath. Kind of let that story melt away for now and really, for one more moment, settle in to that sensation that you've picked in your body. Don't move. Pick a spot that has some kind of sensation for you and allow it to unravel, shift, or tighten, or whatever it wants to do. Just be really present with that. And if it gets uncomfortable, good. Really soften around that uncomfortability. Let that play out. See if you can let go of the oars of your boat and really will float into the discomfort or into the pleasure, not with a story, just with the sensation. Wow, I'm feeling some really powerful experiences out there. I'm liking this. All right, so one more big breath. This is a beautiful practice that you can do at any time, especially with these times of, the great unraveling, the great revelations that are coming up. They're allowing us, I was asking my friend who's in town if he wanted to, call in and talk and if he had a message. He said, no, I don't really have a message. I would just say, wake the F up. Just wake the heck up, everybody. And so that's, as we're waking up and as we've got all these really old stories of, say, what aging is or, what a certain number means or what mom or dad or grandparents supposed to look like or what all of these stories that we've had for a long time, some are ours, many of them are our ancestors. How can we let them all kind of unravel and let them settle in to what, whether we want to subscribe to them or not? And so that's kind of the message and the teaching that's come up for today. We could do some catching up first before I go into it, but I pulled some cards for December. They kind of coin off of October, November's reading. And then I went to Adam Miguel Ria's book club meeting, and I had read two of his books, actually. And I really highly recommend this author for these times because he's all about not taking anything personally. And he talks a lot about the dream and the Maya. Have you read any of his stuff, Iggy?
I can't say I have. What's his name again?
His name is Don Miguel Ríos.
Don Miguel Ríos. I can't say I have.
And he is a teacher of the Toltec traditions,
okay.
Which I studied it a little bit through the book. But the books, my good friend Amber, she gave me like three of his books, and I have his oracle cards, which were gifted to me. So he's obviously, for me, whenever I get gifted a lot of a teacher stuff, it's probably like I was a couple years ago, Thich Nhat Hanh. They probably have a message for me. And the,
sure.
And Don Miguel Ríos is great because he talks about the four agreements that we here on Earth have made, how we all together create this Maya, this illusion, this storyline. And he gives you these tools to not take things personally and how to speak with integrity and just real. It feels like really important tools for these times because I can really get caught up in a story. For example, personally, my story this week has been, and oddly enough, I felt it in my heart, my throat. So how I feel and how I speak, aging, actually, like finding out that, I've been negotiating and pushing down, like, in this culture, a lot of times women's worth has been focused on youth. And I was talking to a friend about it, of how, for women, like, so a lot of our value has been placed on our fertility. Because, right, that's what's connected in with youth is fertility. And, you know, I'm still obviously, I'm still young and fertile. I'm not like to a point where I'm not, but I am. It's not like
you had to throw that in there. I'm still young and fertile.
I still got these banging ovaries, guys. No,
there you go. I like how you say things sometimes. It's just funny.
And I'm also, I can't push it down. So, like, here's what happens. As a spiritual teacher, I'll go, you know, don't subscribe to the fear that's coming up of you being 37 and, you know, and a half, and how I'm noticing these women. So there's a couple different, like, collective groups, really successful spiritual groups and businesses where these women have got together. One of them is the Wild Women Project that I was talking to you about, that I went to their gathering. And then there was this other one that I discovered. And this girl's like 24, and she's brought together all of these people, and they have like a resident shaman and all this stuff. And I just found myself like, my shadow feeling, my storyline is like really angry. Like, what has she been through? Like, I've had all these initiations and I don't feel like I have my purpose. So I had this whole story going on in my head, and it came down to, I want to make sure I do what I came here to do before it's too late, you know? And that's one aspect of the web. And the other is the fact that I do know from my childhood, my Don Miguel Ríos story that I've made up, or that has been put into my Maya, my illusion, is that youth and beauty are the most, what would be the word? They are the most valuable parts of being a woman. And I rejected it. And I'm like, no, I have fought long and hard to be more than that, to be a healer and a nurturer and just a person. And so I'm just exploring it. And then, you know, the reasons from my childhood. I mean, my dad literally told me that. He literally said, Dawn, I don't, like, you're not really good at sports, which I was, by the way. And, you know, I don't see you succeeding in school. You could be a model. Oh, look, you're really, that's what you're here to do. And I did. I tried to be a model, and they're like, girl, you don't have the self-esteem for that. And even my principal, I went to him and I was like, I'm having some troubles. He's like, well, you're going to make a really beautiful wife for someone someday.
Jeez.
And I was in shock. I just went, is this what everyone thinks my worth is? And so this is a story. So by their work, Don Miguel Ríos would say, by their words, they cast a spell in my mind. They created a certain web of reality of a belief system. And it attaches into the collective. Part of the collective, but so yeah, I'll just read the card that I pulled. It says, don't take anything personally. And it has this guy who's like, eyes are closed and there's a book open and a hand and a Saturn, it looks like, and he's thinking about all kinds of stuff, and he says, everyone lives in their own dream. And on the back it says, all people live in their own dream, in their own mind. They are in a completely different world from the one we live in. That's it. That's what the card says. And, I mean, obviously the book goes into it more. But I wanted to put that out there.
This is the guy who wrote The Four Agreements, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I've read that book, yes. Okay.
Oh, you did. Okay.
So I lied. I said, I know that guy.
You just did.
And you said four agreements. That reminded me.
I believe one is always do your best. Mm-hmm. And your best will change depending on how you feel. Kind of like, don't beat yourself up. You know, there's a lot of perfectionism in this society. So always do your best. Speak with integrity. Don't take anything personally, which is really hard because everyone wants to be heard, right? And they want to be seen for who they are. And then, so do you remember anything about the book that I do?
it's been a while since I've read it. Matter of fact, I should read it again now that you brought it back up. No, you're right. You know, we all kind of validate ourselves according to external things at times. I know I do. You know, it's important to me what my family thinks about me sometimes. Not always, but because they're the ones that are closest to you. And that's why it hurts and it's painful sometimes when we hear spouses or children or whatever, moms and dads say things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my dad used to tell me, "You're not going to be anything without me," you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, he was younger, you know, a little more arrogant in his ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why he did it, who knows. But, you know, I believe that. I was like, man, I'm not going to be successful if I don't help my family, you know, if I'm not involved in the family business.
Right.
Just kind of,
right.
The kind of stuff like that. And I bought into that for many, many, many years.
I guess I witnessed you kind of breaking through that breakthrough and like kind of finding your own. I remember a portion of that. I didn't know it stemmed from that long ago, but.
You know, that's almost like 5 years ago, almost 4 years ago. Is that crazy or what?
That
break off.
I would have thought a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah.
No. If things just fly, man, you know.
They really do. I think that's the urgency to, you know, I had this whole jealousy outbreak or this, you know, humanness yesterday of like, okay, all these people are coming up with these projects and like I feel the urgency because time is going so fast to co-create with others. But we're doing it. That's the thing about the story is we're doing it now. We're sharing, you know, now, and we are doing it. Mm. I think sometimes my ego wants it to look a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, now it's not really, it does. She does. He does. It does. It's like, it's supposed to look this way. When I see it a certain way online, especially, boy, if I see pictures or something, I was watching this girl online who was doing like a spiritual yoni egg meditation. I was like, I need to look like that. she looked like she was ascended into all ascended masterdom. But yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned to kind of say, oh, ego, you really are enjoying that. And, you know, I hear you rather than
mm-hmm.
subscribing to it too much.
Yeah.
So where are you at in your process of everyone waking the F up?
It's kind of interesting watching the whole process, watching my process too. I've been kind of doing some introspective work on myself, just asking myself some really hard questions. And, you know, I know 50 is just a number and I don't feel 50, but that's kind of been on my mind like for the last almost year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going, well, I'm going into a whole new set of numbers here. And everybody who's 50 says, oh, yeah, it's the best time of your life, blah, blah, blah. You know, but 40s were the best time of my life. 30s were the best time of my life. You know, everything is relative, I guess. You know, I start to, you know, men do this, I think, I guess. We look at the numbers and we start to calculate how many, you know, what the average lifespan of a male is. You know, so we start adding a 10 mm-hmm. or a 20 and we just kind of play around with the numbers. But I think I'm getting past that little by little. Because it's important, you know, I want to know. I know what I did the last 25 years. So now I'm going, so what am I going to do the next 25 years? Because that's probably, realistically speaking, you know, is going to be what I have kind of left in my life, you know, if mm-hmm. I push it to 30, mm-hmm. maybe. That's real for me. That was like a real,
yeah.
like, oh, wow. You know, so these moments that I'm in are very valuable moments. Not that they weren't before. Not that I didn't know that. They're just even more valuable now because everything I do from here out is whatever I want it to be. It's how I want to experience. So kind of like that question that Gary Heron asked, you know, and I kind of said, well, you know, about death, he's talking about death. And, mm-hmm. And I was just kind of moved by that because it's like death comes for all of us. So our destiny is, that is that we will die in this particular incarnation that's,
mm-hmm.
we just can't get away from that. That's our destiny. But how we experience it is up to us. Death can't control that. Death has no control over how we want to experience it. So I was thinking, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm going to experience it the best way I can.
That post got me. That's what really, I think, took me. I totally forgot about it until you mentioned it. That's what took mm-hmm. me there into the, you know, when you say that, I think about my mom and, you know, her being she's 56, and I remember her like being 30, and that whole post, that post on death, I mean, it took me even into the fact that I looked at my daughter and I was like, oh no, you're not here forever either. Like, no one is permanent.
Yeah.
And it hit me on a whole new level of, you know, of the fact that we're, I mean, you know, you're born and you die. Like, I knew,
mm-hmm.
I know it, but it did. Something happened that day when we were talking about that Facebook post that took it to a whole new level. It really did. I'm like, go ahead.
That's why man is so consumed with leaving a legacy behind, leaving, you know, something that people remember them for. That's why you see statues. That's why you see, you know, movies. That's why you see all these different things. That's why you see the next administration hoping that they left something behind that people will remember them for. It's because it's human nature. Not everybody believes what we believe, that we come back. You know, some people believe they go to heaven or hell, and they know the energy doesn't, you can't destroy it. So
right.
I'm not too worried and too caught up in, you know, what I'm going to come back as. I already know I'll always be, you know. But I'll miss
mm-hmm.
this incarnation. This incarnation is pretty cool. This has been kind of fun. You know, I know it's been
mm-hmm.
different than a lot of other ones. And I think that's the fact. That's what bothers me more than anything, because I just kind of miss it. I'll know I'll miss it. And I probably won't have any recollection of it in the next one, except for pieces and parts, kind of like I have with the other ones.
Yep. Gosh, that's so... That's the real talk right there. That's the real. I'm glad I don't feel this way all or know this stuff all the time and don't walk around all day like this, because it's kind of morbid, but it's freaking true. Like, it's true. It's like I get sometimes, you know, I have 11-year-old preteen, and sometimes I'm like, this part's annoying. And then I go,
mm-hmm.
you might only have one more cuddle left with her before she turns teenager and doesn't want nothing to do with it in this incarnation. And, you know, we remember past ones. It's like, this is what we have together. And, you know, same with my boyfriend and my friends. It is, I went and sang karaoke with my bestest friend Amber the other day, and I saw her on stage singing, and it was different. It was different. I was like, look at her. Look at my friend. We've been friends for so long, and this moment is so precious. And that is the gift of time, I think,
yes.
And watching things change and watching tiny little crinkles happen around my eyes. Very tiny, though. But I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm strong ovary still. This uterus is like a rock.
Michael's probably listening to the show going,
Oh, he loves my wildness and weirdness. He's such a gift in my life. My goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew, not many can take this, I'm telling you. So... Oh man, I'm feeling really deeply with this talk. This has got like me settling into the real deal. I mean, you are, as you're talking, I was thinking about some of our adventures together, and boy, we know how to live. I know we have more. I know we have more, but we've lived it up.
Yep, we have. We have. I mean, you said people are awakening, and I believe that. I mean, just look, all you have to do is look at North Dakota, what's going on down there. And everything that's happening, and it's just the awakening that's happening there. And I don't want to even call it defiance, because it's really not a defiance. It's more like a standing your ground and saying, hey, you know what? I'm awake. You know, finally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm freezing my butt off, but I'm awake, you know?
So
I wrote
glad.
A song about that. I wrote a song about, you know, what would happen 500, how would we be remembered 500 years later?
I'd like to post that.
Yep. You have to listen to it. I'll send it to you so you can listen to it.
Very good. I would like that. Singing, dancing, and I'm so glad people are awakening up and getting off the, you know, the consumerism and phones and Netflix. Like, they're all fun, but I look at my daughter and I'm like, I have to regulate this, because
mm-hmm.
I need a portion of her to stay awake. And I'm just really grateful to see how many people are awake and can't be distracted anymore. It's like we've been given these distractions, this Don Miguel Ria's formula of, you know, what we have to do, which I saw right away in college, right away. I looked around. I was like, am I the only one that sees this lie that graduating, finding a partner, getting married, building a career and having kids is going to fulfill me and be for everyone? Because I knew right away in that first year of college that that was not going to fulfill me. Not that that's a bad thing. It's just I was told, remember, the high school principal, I was told that was my path, and I knew in my heart, without even knowing there was another way, that that was not my way. And there's just so many ways to be, and I think that Standing Rock is, like, showing this community. I mean, I haven't got to go. I have so many friends. I'm hearing all these stories, and it, you know, I don't think I'll realize the depth of it fully, you know, right away. Mm-hmm. But from what I'm getting, like, it's showing that, yeah, people are not zombified anymore, and that we're craving places to put action for change. Like, where can we, you know, put into action change, and where can we have purpose?
Absolutely.
The urgency I have is purpose. You're like, I want 30 more years of pure purpose and fun mm-hmm. and dancing. And I
think
we should go dancing this weekend for your birthday.
Yeah,
I know Amber would be down. Michael.
I have to help Markel pack and get her stuff in the truck. She's going back to Virginia, so we'll figure it out.
Is that this weekend? Okay.
Yeah, she leaves Monday, I believe.
Aww.
So I'm going to miss my little girls are leaving me.
I know you will. I knew as soon as she told me, I went, uh-oh, Nikki's going to be so sad. You're going to get a lot of road trips to Virginia.
Yeah, Jake will be happy, though. I'm happy for Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he must be missing her. You know, it's been, 7 months he hasn't seen his little girl, so.
Oh,
being
gosh.
It's going to be a good reunion. Big hugs. Well, let's take a quick break real quick, and then we do have some callers online if you want to take some calls. And sound good?
Sure. Sounds good.
We'll be right back, folks.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to The Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson, from Dawn of the New Era. Welcome back.
Hello, hello. Welcome back.
All right. You ready to take a caller? Or do you have something you want to do before that? This is your show.
No, let's take a caller. Let's take a caller.
All right, let's go. Here we go.
Hello there. You're on the air. Is there anybody out there? Hello.
Oh, yes. Yes, hello. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, did you have a question or a comment for the show?
Well, thank you. Yes, I do have a question. My name is Wendy in Sacramento, and I'm looking for employment. I have 18 years call center experience, most of it in the medical insurance field and some in the banking field and call centers. And I had what I would call a magical interview with a temp agency with a gentleman on the 22nd day of last month. And it's a little bit different than what I've done in the past. It's a lot of data entry and some talking to brokers. It's for a very prestigious investment company, Franklin Templeton. And he said, I don't even have to interview at the company, that he's in a position of hiring. And he said that the position would start either December or January. And I could tell he really liked me, and he seemed impressed. And when I walked out the door, I felt like I had the job. I emailed him recently, short and brief, and I inquired, and he said he hasn't heard anything yet, but he'll keep in touch. So do you think this job will materialize, and will I be able to keep it for at least 4 years?
All right, let me check in for you. I love that background. I felt like I was going through this whole experience with you.
I was, thank you.
In California. Yeah, you're great. You speak very eloquently. Okay, so give me one moment to tap in. I do have a couple things that popped in with this situation, and I want to give you the full picture. So give me one moment.
Thank you. Bless you.
Mm-hmm. 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 So there is a part, what I sense is that there is this, so we co-create our reality, right? I've noticed from doing readings for several years now that very few things are set in stone. So most things, you know, when people want to know the future, what I give them is, I recently heard this online, a prescription rather than a prediction, a prescription to get what you want to manifest. So what I would recommend, because immediately when you're talking, I see that the path and the tunnel was wide open for you to get this job, just like you said. And then what I noticed, your consciousness is so excited, and you see it, and I could feel your ecstatic giddiness in this job. And then there was some subconscious doubt in there of deserving or being qualified. So there's this both happening inside you. Now, part of this is subconscious, so it's not even part of what you would think about right now. So what I like to work with people is finding those subconscious doubts and bringing them into the light to heal so that you can get your dream job, because this is a great opportunity. Spirit will not give me a date of how long you could work there, though I hear even longer than 4 years. Like, you could be part of this for a long time. One of the prescriptions or things that I would that I see for you is envisioning yourself there, because what's happening is, it's a newer experience, like talking to the brokers and all that. It's newer. There's parts of it that are new. And so your system says, I haven't experienced this yet. I don't know what it would be like. And so there's this part of you that protects and kind of sits back and goes, you know, what if it looks like this? What if it looks like that? And what that does when you're manifesting your reality is it creates a little, an inkling of doubt. So now you have doubt. You haven't heard back from them. So those voices get a little louder. All you need to do is really sit and envision yourself in your highest, most confident, most happy, enjoyable, like out in your mind through visualization, working at this job. And what that's going to do is open up the window again for you to get in there. Because right now, there's a frequency of doubt happening, and it's closing some doors. So simply... And I love this quote from Einstein. He said, visualization visualization is more powerful than intellect. So any knowledge or anything that you have, I mean, you already have the capability to do this job. Like you said, you're fully qualified. It's more visualizing yourself already there. And then what happens is your body feels really good and accepts that this is a possibility. And then it simply happens. So I'm really hoping that you can do this, that you can visualize yourself there. And then I would definitely email back if you haven't heard right after the, or sometime in the last week of December is what I'm hearing, is check back in. So spend at least once a week, if you have to set a timer or something, just quiet, visualizing yourself there, and that would be your homework in order to get this job, because you already have all the qualifications. And then believe. I think that you, and then if you can, call back next month and let us know how your job, you know, if you got in there, because I really feel if you do this at least three times, you're going to be accepted into this position. So I'm excited for you.
Well, thank you. I do know how to visualize, and I will take your words of wisdom to heart, and I will start that today. I do want to tell you that I became quite despondent yesterday because I had an experience with a totally different temp agency that has treated me just horribly. I feel like I'm blacklisted from them, and it was very upsetting, and I've done nothing wrong. But on the other side of the coin, there is another temp agency, and this lady's name is Cassandra, and I think she really does want to place me somewhere because she's called me a few times. And so she might help me. I'd like to United Health Group or Dignity Health would be a great match, or even Kaiser. But I will visualize this position. The interview I had on the 22nd with Kyle was really magical. I mean, it was just out of a movie. I could tell that he liked me, and the gentleman was really nice. And I believed that I had the job when I walked out the door. So I'm going through a lot right now. This has been the worst year of my life. I won't take up your time, but there's been tragedy in March. And so I'm trying to be strong, and I need employment. I am 65, but I present myself very well to employers, and in call centers when I do my work, I can tell that people feel blessed to speak with me. They've even cried because they're not used to being treated with such dignity and respect. And but this will be different because I've not done data entry before. I've talked to brokers in the medical field, but not the financial. But I've been honest with him. So I want to feel comfortable and have a new home, so to speak, in my work. And I'm going to contact an attorney regarding this other temp agency that treated me so horribly yesterday. And I will keep in contact with Cassandra. She's a very nice person at a different temp agency. I believe she wants to place me. I do.
She feels very good. I would definitely add her into your visualization with her hand at your back. So like just envision her with her hand at your back and whoever else really supports you, because there is, it's interesting. I didn't bring it up because this is a mini reading. I mean, if you want a full one, you can get my link and we can go really into it. So we can't go too far into it, but I do want to add to it that, you know, I did have and this goes along with the theme of the radio show, as it always does, the December theme of, you know, time and aging and worth. And there was an element there about, you know, this old storyline we were talking about earlier in this program about, you know, a number or an age and value. And it's in every element. It's in the workplace. It's everywhere. So you know your value. And then there's this cultural story of, you know, youth, 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 youth. And so I want you to add that in and into your, you know, your visualization of your wisdom and your strength and your compassion and all the things that you're bringing and offering is so important right now. I have my boyfriend actually is a manager of a company, and he's getting in these new millennial, you know, people coming to work. And there's not everyone, but there's a general like lack of that compassion. You know, through time you get these values that you can only get usually through time. And so I want you to feel your offerings in your visualization. I want you to envision her at your back. And I also want you to speak very clearly when you ask for her support. I don't think you need to go too far into the company. I think that company that you're talking about treats everyone poorly. I mean, there's just a negative cloud over that company. So don't take that personal. The card of today, the Don Miguel Ríos, is don't take that personally. I think it did add to the vibration of closing, you know, trying to close doors in your life. And that is their stuff. They're treating people that way. You're going to get this. You're going to get your most highly benevolent job. It's really about feeling supported, that you're not on your own, because I think a lot of the tragedy of the year, it put you into, you know, it could put us into a state of shock and trust, really, in the universe. Does the universe have my back? You know, when big tragedies happen, it's not so much about being able to rely on people anymore. It's like, wow, can I even expect good things to happen? So when you had this interview, you know, with a company that feels really good, that was the universe saying, step back into trusting me. So there's a sense of needing to trust the process again, and you're well on your way. And again, if you want to do a full hour reading, we can do that, but into more. But I think you got this. So thank you so much for calling. And good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy.
And I read your blog, and what I like about you is that you have empathy. And and so that I felt drawn to call today. And hopefully I'll be working in January with the right job.
I hope so too, hon. I feel it. I'm rooting for you. You can put my hand at your back in your visualization too.
Oh, that was sweet.
That was so sweet. I love Wendy.
There's confirmation that people, they do read your stuff, that they do follow you.
Yeah.
You don't even do that, but it's nice to know. It's nice to hear that your efforts don't go unseen.
It is. I'm very humbled. I'm grateful. That's all I want. I want to share how to get through suffering or out of the victim into thriving, because it feels so good, and I just want to share it with everybody.
Right.
Let's thrive together. I do have a main reading that I pulled before that I'll share briefly just for the theme, for everybody, so that way everybody gets a reading. For me, you, everybody, anyone who's listening.
Okay.
I used my Urban Shaman deck, so it's more of a teaching deck too, but some insights might come in intuitively.
Let me ask you a question real quick before
get
on a good rate here. We do have another caller. do you want to say?
Oh, sure, we can do that.
All right, I'm just asking. I don't mean to interrupt you. I know you're on a roll there.
I do like sharing the monthly reading, but go ahead.
Here we go. Click. Hold on.
Click.
Go
click.
Ahead.
Hi. This is
I'm
Dawn.
I'm unmuted. Hi, Dawn. This is Mutto. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Mutto. You know me.
Hey.
Oh, I do know you. How are you?
I haven't seen you, but I'm pretty good. I haven't seen you for about a year, I think. Because last time was we were out with Iggy for his previous birthday. And now he's going to have another birthday, so the previous one expires.
Oh, my gosh, I do remember that birthday party. That was like yesterday.
No,
yeah,
a year
you were all
ago.
There. You were all at Outback Steakhouse.
You were there. You were there, and you were there, and you were there, and you were there.
Yeah.
That's right. And who else was there? Everybody. All the spirit guys were there.
Well, I'm enjoying the show. And I just wanted to throw out this thing about a job in China that I might that I'm pursuing, and if you have any feelings or impressions about that.
Okay, give me one moment. Huh. Well, it feels like you're getting a call to foreign places because you have this natural adventure in you. So you have this. Almost like this need to be, what is the word coming in? I see like a mystery, a spy, a undercover adventure, like your actual soul craves adventure. So if, you know, as soon as I place myself over into China with you, what I see is actually fairly chaotic, but to you it's fun. So, what I would do is make sure you research the area that you'll be going to. Have you been there before?
I have never been there before.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
So you really want to know about the underlying culture. Like, if you know anyone else there, there's some information that you really need about, I don't want to say safety, but in general, there is a chaotic energy over there. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
how to live over there
is extremely important. I mean, there is a, I see it, it's not that it comes to a shock. It actually really feeds this place in you. So you going over there really isn't so much about the job. Like, you've already got, like, it would be about this part of you that needs to be birthed, that wants to be birthed, which is this international spy. I don't know if you played that when you were little. Like, you had the, like, looking glass, or if you liked the detective shows or what. But you have this part of you that wants to be expressed, and that is what you would get with unraveling the mystery of, you know, those books you read or write about foreign, you know, lands and uncovering mysteries. There's a sense of loneliness going on and needing community, and I think that part of this with you would be, you know, you'd really want to make sure that you're on, like, a meetup app or some way to be around people in community, because it gives you a sense of safety. Like, you won't be able to, you can't explore and have fun unless you feel somewhat connected and have a sense of community and safety. So that's what I would add to it. But yeah, I'd say it's a go. You just want to do your homework and do your preparing no matter where you go. The biggest part of this is that your soul wants to express curiosity, mystery, and unraveling, and that's really, you know, what your next soul calling is for, is to live out these you know, urges to be, for lack of a better term, detective you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sweetie. Thank you. Good to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Good old Mud Toe.
I know. I love him. He's so sweet and gentle. I didn't know about his mystery man. Do you see him with the hat, like the old school?
Yeah.
He needs to go to Europe, not China. I see him over, like, in the cobblestones with the spyglass and his, like, notebook solving mysteries.
Standing in the corner. Who is that mysterious man?
Yeah, he does. He has this inner child I just saw. It's really quite fun. I think I would have liked to have played detective, like, going on the streets and solving mysteries.
Perfect. You have another caller.
Well, let's go
it's your
ahead
call.
And yeah, let's go ahead and do just the general read for everyone.
Okay.
Because I want to.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because we only got the 10 minutes left, so I want to make sure that everyone gets a reading. Not that, I mean, actually, when I do these phone readings, they're actually for everyone, including me and you. You know,
sure,
there's a
absolutely.
Detective in us. There's
That's right.
a part of us that needs. So this will be for everyone. And I was thinking about running a December special for email reads again. So if that caller wants, you know, a specific one, go ahead and go down to don-thompson.com and get a hold of me, and I'll get you a reading too. And I'll be doing a special. And so the general read for December had a lot to do about bridging this polarity of really our higher self and then our lower needs. So there is a lot of call to the solar plexus chakra, which is where, you know, that place in our body where our primal needs of safety, security, sexuality, reproduction, creativity, and then we have our diaphragm, right? And then the upper parts of us, our needs are our, you know, emotional communication, expression, connection to all. And so we're really making this bridge, this, you know, a step, like we're building a foundation for this bridge for the new paradigm of both our I hate to say lower, I don't think lower as in worse or bad needs, but our lower to our higher selves. And we do this simply through breath and noticing the polarity. So the practice that I'm being shown is to go into your solar plexus and breathe through that. So, and that allows the body to get a sense of power in its world and safety. There's still some residuals of the inner child shadow parts that we're recovering from last month, from Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving was really had some triggers in it for everyone. You know, you went to be with your family and they've got their own storylines and their own triggers and fears coming up. And, you know, there's still some recovery work to do there. If you can, take some of whatever, if you have any traditions or create new ones that are really nostalgic, comforting, and purposeful so that December can be magical. If you're not into the holiday thing, maybe create your new, you know, an ancient meets new solstice celebration. I'm hoping to have one myself. I'm going to talk to Brothers Drake Meadery about doing a solstice celebration there. The pleasures of the senses came up twice. It is so important that we really sit back some of this inner outer work and actually be, because we're in December and winter is all about going, you know, into our bear cave and our clan, just really being comfortable and cozy and soothing. And we've been through a lot of trauma this entire year. It's been quite shaken up. And so even if it doesn't feel good, you feel there's more work to do or there's things to be done, please take the time to do something pleasurable, whether it's, you know, go look at the lights or, you know, make yourself some hot tea or hot cocoa, you know, get a new soft blanket, whatever it is. Have a cuddle workshop. I keep having this vision of people having cuddle gatherings to be more human touch. That's pretty awesome. And then on the other polarity dynamic, you know, we're still finding a way to deal with this fear ego parts that have come up, these old ancient stories. And it's starting to affect people's health. There is some blocks going on in people's bodies through the triggers. So I really emphasize self-care, whatever that may look like. The basic thing, if you do nothing else, is to slow down. I know we are in an action, human doing rather than human being culture. And I know that by moving and doing and action, you are now, you know, we feel we have purpose. But if you could for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or I'm going to try it for December and January, really go internally and relax and take some time, because that's what we've done throughout centuries. This, when it gets cold, we slow down. I mean, we are mammals, just like all the other animals, just like the trees. We're all connected. It is time, for the most part, not to produce as much. You know, we already harvested our garden. So please notice this cultural theme to do, do, do. And if you keep doing, here's the thing, you're going to get sick. I'm just going to let you know. It's in the card reading. So it's going to be, whether it's a mental illness, depression, or whatever, it's time to slow the freak down. So do it. Have some pleasures. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. Each person's going to be individual. But take the time to slow down and breathe. Take the time for self-care. That can be, you know, I don't want to hear I don't have enough money or I don't have enough time. You make it. You make it. There's bartering. I've bartered and traded for massages and Reiki and acupuncture. I mean, everyone, you know, you can find, if there's a will, there's a way. And then there's things you could do by yourself. You know, I mean, it's like $3 to buy Epsom salts and take a bath. And that's, you know, one of the most nourishing things you can do for your body. Go into that warm cocoon of a bath. If you need more ways, reach out to me. I've got thousands of ways to have self-care, mentally, spiritually, or physically, because each part of you needs a different type of self-care. So that's basically the reading. Is there's you know, there's an urgency there. I got a little feisty. Got to take care of your body and breathe and start to notice and build this bridge internally of yourself, of your fears versus your higher self needs.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will practice this myself.
Perfect.
Perfecto.
The only thing I want to add before we start to wrap up is I do have an upcoming workshop in Yellow Springs that I'm super excited about. It's my first workshop that I'm a guest somewhere else, and I've been wanting to go to this or have a workshop at the Om Yoga Studio for a year, ever since I went to their Chiron workshop, or their Goddess workshop, and their, some of the
nice
Kundalini Yoga stuff. I just love this community and love this place. And so Tasia and I, you know, I've done a couple art and meditation workshops. So we have Into the Mystic Art and Meditation. It'll be a couple hours of you know, me doing a longer version of the guided meditation I do at the beginning of the show. And then she's going to teach each person how to make their own henna design, and you'll get to frame it. All the supplies are included.
Sweet.
You can read more about that on om.com. That's AUM.com. And I'm really excited for it. And Yellow Springs is so amazing.
Yeah.
Guys, talk about self-care. They've got the cutest little coffee shops and trails to hike on. We went there together this year.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I liked that. Actually, I got to walk around while you were doing your thing, which was kind of nice. Hang out.
Isn't it a cute town? I could totally live
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, so I think that's all I have for this.
All right.
Month.
Sounds good, sister. And we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Yep, we'll see you soon. I'll get a hold of you about this weekend celebrating your birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday. I love Sagittariuses. Especially you.
All right. Love you very much.
Love
you.
We'll
talk to you soon.
Bye. Thanks, everybody. Talk to
bye-bye.
You soon. Bye bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and being with us today on the Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson. I'm going to fade out with a song that I wrote, and you can listen to the rest of it on either on Sprecher or you can listen to it on SoundCloud. And we'll see you soon. Have a nice week.
As I sit here and burn my sage, I think about the ancestors who stood together 500 years ago today.
That's right.
My story starts 500 years ago today. 10,000 plus stood up and said, no way, no way. The black snake, when I come this way, no way, no way. They made the call to everyone that day to come and stand together and pray. The words were sacred, we must stand together today, today. Thank you.